He understands. He cares. The Woman at the Well, Part 3. And Jesus must needs go through Samaria. Jesus, therefore, being wearied with his journey, sat thus on the well. Are you weary and languid? Are you exhausted and sore distressed? Are pressures, problems, pace and predicaments of life heavy on your shoulders? This tiny, tenderly suggestive snapshot of the Lord shows him thus to be. This picture is a poignant reminder that Jesus became wearied by life's demands. Or having travelled all day in blisteringly hot sun, he sits down at the curb of a well. Or he's weary and wayworn, hungry and thirsty from his long and difficult journey. Elsewhere, there are encouraging pictures for those tempted, bereft, or sorrowing. Or we see him ministering to men and women, children and those in need of shepherding. We see him care for the deaf, the blind, the lame, the persecuted, the outcast. Oh, but here we have such a comforting picture for those that are weary. As we reflect on this incredibly weak, human side of our Lord's earthly walk, we see him as one who empathizes with our human frailty, our doubts and disappointments. For he was in all points tested like as we are, yet without sin. And as we trace his earthly path, here is one of those experiences that we can understand. Jesus, therefore, being weary with his journey, rested on the well. Oh, but the glorious truth is that he not only is able to understand and empathize, he is able and willing to bear the daily burden that taxes our strength, able and willing to carry the wearying cares that weigh so heavily upon our hurting hearts. My grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. Your weakness. He was footsore, dust-covered and fatigued by the stresses of the journey. He reached Jacob's well and sank there in sheer exhaustion on its stone slab. But his tender heart reached out to this distressed sinner, a lost and hopeless sinner that needed his life-giving refreshment. Oh, never forget that living water that flooded into the heart of the woman at the well flows deep and wide to satiate the most parched and bone-dry soul who will come. Come unto me, all ye that labour and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. He will give you rest. Art thou weary? Art thou languid? Art thou sore distressed? Come to me, saith one, and coming be at rest. Hath he marks to lead me to him, if he be my guide? In his feet and hands are wound prints and his side. Hath he diadem as monarch that his brow adorn? Yes, a crown in very surety, but of thorns. If I find him, if I follow, what a guerdon here! Many a sorrow, many a labour, many a tear. If I still hold closely to him, what hath he at last? Sorrow vanquished, labour ended, Jordan passed. If I ask him to receive me, will he say me nay? Not till earth and not till heaven pass away. Finding, following, keeping, struggling, is he sure to bless? Saints, apostles, prophets, martyrs, answer yes. Come, if any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink. Come, let him that is athirst come.